First desire, kingdom. First desire, kingdom. Our desires are out of whack. They're out of whack. And you're going to see today, God's going to show you how to bring them back in order. Every desire that's been out of whack, you're going to see how to bring them back in order. And when you get them in order, and I want you to hear me again, this is an adult message. There's no pornography, no bad things, no, we don't do that crazy stuff, but it's an adult message. The reason why, because we're dealing with adults, and you need to understand, just because you're an adult does not mean you have it all together. Just because you saved don't mean that you've dotted every I and crossed every T. There's some things that we're all growing and learning in, all of us, continually. And the moment you stop growing is the moment you become unteachable and unreachable. The Word of God calls it a stiff-necked people. The moment your neck becomes stiff, you are of no value. If you're unpliable, you are of no value. So the message today is first desire. What is it?
Kingdom.
Say it like you mean it. First desire?
Kingdom.
So the first thing in your heart and your mind every day ought to be the kingdom.
Yes.
And you're going to see what's going on and what happened to you. Remember, you are royalty.
Amen.
Remember, you are Israel.
Yes.
You are sons and daughters of the Most High.
Yes.
There is no one like you on the earth.
Yes.
Well, I want to tell you something, I bet. That's why he's not going to take you off the earth.
Yes, that's true.
That's why he's not taking you off the earth forever. He's only taking you off for a moment.
Yes.
But he's going to bring you back because he wants you to rule and reign with him.
Yes.
Now watch this. Let's say that you're standing in a old beat up area and there's a house that used to be there. They've taken it away and it's just a like really bad field. We're going to give it a quarter acre. Okay. I'm really bad at this, but I'm going to try. All right. A quarter acre. Now, let's say you take a diamond, a precious diamond, and you go bury it in the field and you tell no one. And then you walk away and you tell people there's a diamond somewhere in the field. Now, which has changed? The value of the diamond or the value of the field?
The value of the field.
Why has the value of the field changed?
Because of the diamond's there.
So who carries the greatest value? The diamond. So the diamond changes the value of the field. You are royalty. So everything you encounter changes the value.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you go or what you do. Every place you go, the value goes up because you're there.
Yes.
Because within you is the
kingdom.
That's what Christ was trying to explain in the parables. Everywhere the kingdom is, the value changes.
Amen.
That land just became, as desolate and bad as it was, it became the most valuable place on earth. Because within it is a diamond.
Amen.
You are the most valuable people on the earth.
Yes.
Because within you is a kingdom.
Amen.
Psalms 37:4.
Yes.
Don't ever let anybody determine your value by what they see. For hidden within you.
Yes.
Hidden within you
hidden.
Is a kingdom.
Yes, it is.
The kingdom of the Most High. His name is I Am. He is eternal. Every word he's ever spoken is still happening. He's never thought about losing because he doesn't know what losing is. Losing doesn't even come across his mind because he can't contemplate what it is to lose. He's so full of faith in himself that before he speaks, he sees the end of a thing. He has to go to the end so that he can move to the next realm because he's so powerful that he himself can coexist together. But because he's together, he begins to glorify himself. He multiplies. He can never see himself and not glorify himself. And in glorify himself, he moves to another dimension of who he is. That's who's inside of you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 34:7. I'm reading out the New King James Version. It says this: delight yourself in the Lord.
Yes.
37:4. I apologize. Psalms 37:4. I'm reading out the New King James Version. It says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now that word desire in the Hebrew, it is spelled M-I-S-H-A-L-A-H. M-I-S-H-A-L-A-H. It is pronounced Mishal. Mishal. It means petition and request. Petition and request. So the writer is saying very plainly, and it's so simple, and sometimes I think the simplicity things is what we miss, because he hides more things in the simple things than he does in the great things.
Yes, that's true.
The simple things, God hides nations and mysteries.
Yes.
The things right in front of you are just obvious. So he says this, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the petition or the request of your heart. So he's not talking here about just one dimension. He's saying, now the first thing I need you to do is to delight yourself also in the Lord. You understand that?
Yes.
Then he said, after you have delighted yourself, he shall. That's not past tense. That's present.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
That's big here. Because he said he shall give you the petition and request of your heart. So the first and foremost thing we have to learn is there is a prerequisite to this. The first thing you have to do is delight yourself. Who?
In the Lord.
Now notice what we say. We always read it, but let's read it again. Delight yourself also in the Lord. And he shall. So the shall is waiting for the delight.
Amen.
Got it?
Yeah.
And then once you get to the delight, he'll give you what?
Desire.
Desire means petition and request. So he's saying it's so automatic and it works so well together that you've been doing parts of it, but you haven't done the whole thing.
Right.
And you've seen little increments in your life, but you haven't seen the full manifestation.
Yes.
Got it? We don't delight ourselves in the Lord a lot of times because of some things that happened to us growing up.
Right.
Come on, let's be real.
Right.
Trust,
yes.
Hurt, mm-hmm. Pain, molestation, alcohol, drug abuse. We're going to talk about all that in a big whole ball. You're going to see it's going to clear up everything. Why is that important? Because our desires have been twisted and turned to a point where we are at enmity with ourselves.
Yes.
We don't even like ourselves. And we don't like the people around us a lot of times.
Amen.
Okay. Well, I said it's an adult message. I love you. So your petition and your request, God wants to answer. Nowhere in the scripture does he say he does not want to answer you. But he's saying you first have to delight yourself in where?
In
him. In him first.
Right.
He doesn't want to hear about your water bill, your gas bill, your car. He wants you to hear about him first. Got it?
Yes.
He wants you to come talk about him first. Got it?
Yes.
See, what we've done is we're missing this. He wants to hear about himself first. And then he wants to hear about your other stuff. He doesn't want to switch it around.
Amen.
Psalms 51:6. Come on. Psalms 51, verse 6. This is David when he's talking about the mistake that he made, which we call a mistake, but we're going to see today it was on purpose with Bathsheba. Psalms 51. We'll start in verse 5 and 6. He said, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. That's what David is saying to God. Got it? The reason I did what I did is because I was brought forth in iniquity. Also, in sin, my mother conceived me.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. See that?
Yes.
And in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is important as we move into this. When he said you desire truth, in the original language, it's thou desirest. Thou desirest. It's a long word. Thou desirest. It's past tense. Thou desirest. In the Hebrew, it's spelled C-H-A-H-E-T-S. C-H-A-H-E-T-S. It is pronounced hafates. Hafates. Remember, we're talking Hebrew. Hafates. It's how it's pronounced. It means to be pleased to do and to have pleasure in. To be pleased to do and to have pleasure in. So David is making his decree, I mean, making his petition, and he's saying, now look, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you, Father, he's talking to the Father, will be pleased with, and it pleases you for truth in the inward parts. See that? Truth in the inward parts. And the hidden you will make me to know wisdom. So he's trying to let the Father know, I know what I did was wrong, but the reason I did it was because of this. You desire truth in the inward parts. He's talking about getting this word in him, and he's talking about the word being a part of his development. Because in the New Living Translation, it says that you desire truth from the very womb. Are you understanding?
Yes.
He's saying you desire truth from the very womb. And the reason that's very important is because I think a lot of times we've forgotten the value of the word and the value of what we're supposed to be doing in conjunction for the celebratory that we're looking for, but we haven't done the first part. You understand? Since we have no understanding of how it's working, we immediately run to the end thinking that's how it works. Yes, we are at the end, we have faith, and we know that. But there is a process as far as how God set it up so that you can come over to this area and you can bring your generation.
Yes. Yes.
Are you understanding? And David identified something that was very powerful. He said, in sin, my mother conceived me.
Yes.
Got it? So he was born into what?
Sin.
That's very important. Because what we've done is we've forgotten something. Yes, we know we don't have a sin nature, but there were some things that were done to us when we were out there.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And we've dealt with some things, but today we're going to deal with the main thing.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. We're going to deal with the main thing, and you're going to see how it works. Because in doing this, it's going to change some stuff. Psalms 119, verse 11. Write that down in your notes. We're not going to go there for time, but you know the word. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not
sin.
So what is the purpose of you studying and spending time in the word? But notice the first part. Thy word have I hid. That word hid means to store up or to treasure.
Yes, right.
To store up or to treasure. So he's saying your word I've stored up and I've treasured in my heart that I might not do what?
Sin
against who?
God.
Every sin we commit is against God.
Amen.
It is not against man.
No.
Though it seems like it's man, it is God's rules and commandments we are breaking.
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now this is very important because I think a lot of times we look at the word as being frustrating, as being boring. We don't like to read. The Bible is a boring book. All this, et cetera, blase, blase. Most of us, and again, and I said before, and I'm going to say it again, they took a survey and they shown that over 80% out of 100% of Christians, over 80%, less than 85, between 80 and 85% of Christians don't read their Bible.
You've been listening today to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Tawana Williams, located at 6199 Northwest 10th Street in Margate, Florida. You can visit them online at kingdomfamilies.online or give them a call at 754-229-5641. They would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.